Georgia's recent rise in the college football ranks opened up several opportunities for fans to travel to watch their beloved dogs navigate the postseason, including an unprecedented trip to California for the Rose Bowl, which got me to thinking, so what do dog fans do with, well, their dogs? It's late afternoon at a brick ranch house in the Five Points neighborhood of Athens. Laura Ledbetter has just come back from taking Archie for a walk. Laura and her husband are graduates of the University of Georgia and diehard bulldog fans. That's a Santa Claus squeak toy you're hearing. The Ledbetters were in Pasadena for the New Year's Day face-off with the Oklahoma Sooners at the Rose Bowl game, the granddaddy of them all.
We board him at Muddy Paws because they let him play all day. So that definitely factors into where we choose to board him, because we don't want him just locked up all day for 5 days in a row. We try not to let him kind of hold us back from doing things. So we try to remember he's a dog, but he is our family member. We love him, so we hate to leave him, but he really likes playing with other pups. And since he's an only dog at this point, it's his only chance to kind of play with other dogs.
Muddy Paws is a 7,000 square foot doggy boarding, grooming, and daycare center. It's in downtown Watkinsville, next to the Athens Seed Company. Jet Lang is the general manager and director of operations. 90 dogs stayed over the New Year's weekend. The Rose Bowl is the reason for about a third of those stays. For tens of thousands of Georgia fans who headed to Pasadena, finding a place to park their pooch was part of the planning. Four Seasons Pet Resort is off Nowhere Road in Hull, Georgia. The kennel was full during Rose Bowl weekend.
So my name is Joe Blakely. I'm the owner of Four Seasons Pet Resort in Hull, Georgia. The name is pretty fitting out here. We are in Madison County. We are kind of out in the middle of nowhere. We got 4 acres out here at Four Seasons. And so, you know, you get the country atmosphere with the Nowhere Road vibe.
Kennel saw a spike in business from Rose Bowl travel, but so did grandmas and grandpas. Gene Waller and his wife hosted 3 grandchildren from Oconee County while their parents went to the Rose Bowl. The weekend package included babysitting Buck. Papa and Nana didn't mind at all.
Hey, big guy. Come here. Well, back in, I guess it was December, my son and daughter-in-law got a trip to California to watch the Georgia Bulldogs take on the Oklahoma Sooners in the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl. Well, we were so excited about the Bulldogs going to the Rose Bowl, and I was real excited for Tony and Casey getting to go, and I was sort of excited that we were going to be able to keep their dog Buck during this period of time, because old Buck's a good friend, and he kind of likes to watch the football games just like I do. And Buck and I had a large time together, but he just did not like them Sooners from Oklahoma because they were playing his favorite team, the Georgia Bulldogs. But old Buck, sooner or later, as the game progressed and he saw that we were going to pull the game out, he kind of gave the Sooners a little break and said, well, they weren't bad kids after all.
So, I can't end this story without a corny shout-out. Go, dog dogs! For WUGA News, this is Allison Salerno.